You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
I'm Catherine Lanfer, in for both Adora and John today. Now, Takeaway political director Andrea Bernstein will be visiting several counties that count in this election. And she started yesterday with Lucerne County in northeastern Pennsylvania. This week's focus, well, of course, the overwhelming bad news on the economy. We're going to hear more. Andrea joins us here in the studio. Good to see you.
Good morning, Catherine.
All right. Tell me a little bit more about Lucerne County.
So, politically, this county is mostly Democrat, but a lot of those Democrats cross party lines and vote Republican. One of Hillary Clinton's most supportive counties used to be coal country. It's along the Susquehanna Valley in Pennsylvania, lots of green mountains dipping into it. Coal left, then textiles came, and we all know what happened to that. Now, the big issue in this county right now is jobs. So I posted myself yesterday outside of the job center where people were going in to get retraining, and spoke to lots of voters who were undecided, weren't sure where they were going to go, this woman, Debbie Sitze, who was pretty clear on what she thought John McCain represented, but still said she was undecided.
McCain, I think, is another 4 years of Bush. I really do. I think he may do some things a little differently, but the bottom line, it's going to be another 4 years of Bush. And if people want that, if they like the way things are now, then go ahead and vote.
So you think you just might vote for Obama, even though you don't really like him?
I'll have to wait until that time comes.
Wow. There's so much on the one hand, on the other hand there. What's she really saying?
There is. There were a lot of people that were really wavering. There were a lot of people that had voted for Hillary Clinton in the primary. And there were certainly, I would say, more people who were willing to vote Barack Obama. Quite a few people said, well, I'll vote for him with a clothespin on my nose than I saw when I was out last summer. But there's still some decision making going on there. One woman I spoke to, Lisa Ryman. She was a farmer. She was out in the farmer's market selling her peaches and apples and peppers. And one of the things that she said did affect her was the selection of Sarah Palin. And she liked Sarah Palin. She said, well, she's tough. I like her. Then I said to her, well, what about the economic news this week? How does the economic news affect your thinking? And all of a sudden, she sort of reconsidered who she was voting for.
I think McCain is too pro-Bush. And Bush ruined this country, I think.
So you got a little tug
about
the Sarah Palin thing, but you think
you
might go Democrat.
I think. I don't know. I don't know yet.
Okay, here's what I love. You know, the nuanced voter. I feel a tug towards Sarah, but that's a tug. That's not the economy.
Right. And it made me think that, you know, this really was, you know, even though there was all of this sort of anti-Obama stuff in the atmosphere, that the economic news really did get people thinking about their core economic conditions. And that probably really did help Obama this week. It's reflected in the national polls. But there were plenty of people who were out there and they were supporting McCain, even though his sort of, you know, questions about his experience on the economy came up. But people just like the fact that he's experienced in general. Here's Kelly Mahadi. She was out there with her daughter, Malia, which is, by the way, also Barack Obama's daughter's name. But she's pretty clear about who she's for.
On the economy, there was certainly some bad economic news this week. Do you think John McCain has enough experience on the economy?
I think time will tell when he's president. I do. I think he understands.
Okay, can I just say this? I love it when people who aren't in the media or in politics use phrases like, time will tell. Why didn't she just say, I have no comment at this time?
Well, you know, I mean, I think it's an interesting thing because while McCain is known as getting some tough legislation through Washington, he's not necessarily known for his leadership on economic issues. One of the things that was also so fascinating is with all of the talk of lipsticks and pigs and all of the advertising and all of the negative ads that's been on this week, Obama has been relentlessly repeating this line about the fundamentals of the economy are strong. There's so much information out there this year. It's such a different information environment that when I spoke to voters, they were following some storylines, but some of them were completely beyond them. Here's a woman who didn't want to give her name.
You know, did you hear that McCain said this week that the fundamentals of the economy are strong? Did you hear about that?
Well, that I don't necessarily agree with. But, you know, sometimes it's taken out of context. And the other candidate also said some things.
Well, yeah, it actually sounds like sort of a nuanced reading. I mean, things are taken out of context.
I mean, when people are for somebody and they get negative information about that person, and I saw this both with McCain supporters and Obama supporters, they were pretty willing to dismiss it. So even though Obama in his ads has been trying to mock McCain with his own words, McCain supporters aren't buying it. Now, I did meet some Obama supporters who were very sort of energized by some of the things that have been going on. So when you attack the other candidate, that it does energize your own base, and clearly that's something that both candidates need to do. Now, one of the things that was really very upfront in Pennsylvania, and one of the things that became really clear to me as the day went over, went along, and you know, I sat down and I spoke to somebody who I'd met in my previous trips to Pennsylvania. He repairs spas. He's an Obama supporter. He was a Republican. And I spoke to him in April, and he said, the big issue in the campaign is race. And he came back and he said that to me again. The big issue is race. People are afraid of Obama. They tell me they're afraid of a black man. They don't, you know, they're afraid because they cross the street when they see one coming. And it's something that I, just walking into the town square in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, I found it too.
Well, the Republicans have been in there 8 years and they haven't done anything so far. That's why I'm sort of bending to going with the Democrat. And if Hillary were still running, it would be no problem. But I don't have to give my name, do I? Because I really don't want a black man in there yet. You know, I'm not ready for that. They're taking over.
Wow. How often do you hear that off the record as well as on mic?
Well, I heard it quite a lot, and I had even some stronger statements said to me yesterday. So I think that one of the things that is clearly going on in this race is, even with all the economic news, which would normally push voters firmly away from the party that is not in power in the White House, people are still really grappling with race in a big way.
Now, Andrea, we are joined right now by Rebecca Traister. She covers gender, media, and politics for Salon.com, and she also has been covering the election in Pennsylvania. Rebecca, you were nodding your head earlier.
I was nodding because, in fact, just yesterday, not just in Pennsylvania, but in Rudy Giuliani's words, cosmopolitan New York City, I heard somebody in a drugstore. I was in line at a drugstore, and there was a picture of Obama on the front of the paper. This was an older woman, and she just yelled, I'm not ready. I don't want a black man as president. And this was, you know, you don't hear it as much in New York City, but I heard it just yesterday afternoon, and that clip sounded so familiar to me.
So do we have a race, forgive the redundancy, but do we have a presidential election that is going to center on race versus the economy?
Well, I think what is happening in areas like this county in Pennsylvania, Lucerne County, which is a swing county, is that Obama would be running away with it were he white. I mean, I think that the voters made that pretty clear, that they liked the Democrats' economic policies, but they weren't sure about Obama. Now, there's a lot of other factors that are coming in, his relatively brief time in the Senate, the sort of, you know, question about, you know, what he's done versus what John McCain has done. But it is clearly a very big factor in this race. Now, some of them did say, I'm going to vote for him anyway.
How about the vice presidential candidate with Obama, Senator Joe Biden?
Oh, well, he's from Scranton, which is from the neighboring county.
I'm wondering if that helps counter any of the racial overtones.
So many people said to me, Joe Biden left the area when he was 10. It doesn't mean anything to me that he was from Scranton. Now, neither Biden and Obama could probably spend some more time in this county. And if Biden did, he'd probably get some of those people, because it is very Catholic and very ethnic. Lots of, you know, sort of pierogies for sale everywhere, Polish families. So there's probably some, you know, votes there to be mined, and both of the campaigns will be mining them. But as of now, Biden is not much of a factor in this area.
All right. Andrea, I want to thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Andrea Bernstein. She is the Takeaways political director. Want to remind you, of course, that we've got some new tools for you to look at your own presidential choice, and they are at thetakeaway.org. Rebecca Traister from Salon.com is going to stay with us. So stick around. Now, of course, tell us what your breakfast food is. We want to figure out your economic situation by what's on your plate or in your bowl early in the morning. That's 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.